No more boarded up windows, a new 5-person city blight team to address the problem, and daily fines for continued violations. Those are some of the measures of the new anti-blight ordinance that passed its first vote Thursday. Councilmember Lee Brand says forcing property owners to clean up blighted homes will reduce police and fire calls and improve property values.
If I've got 5 homes in, again, a 3 or 4 block area, every home in that area is being lowered by the blighted homes, particularly when they're concentrated.
Local affordable housing activists say the measures are a good first step. Andy Levine is the executive director of Faith and Community.
I think it really is a step in the right direction. And we, you know, a number of things that are in there are reflective of our recommendations.
But he says the new ordinance doesn't go far enough. Their group had wanted mandatory city health and safety inspections before vacant properties are rented out.
Before tenants move into properties that have been vacant for a while and that are clearly blighted, we need to make sure that they meet basic state law.
The council must vote on the bill again before it becomes law. In Fresno, I'm Joe Moore, Valley Public Radio News.